Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning and welcome, loyal listeners and newly established guests. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. I'm Scott. She's not Maria because she's somewhere else today. And we're bringing you another excellent, wonderful show. The phone number today is, well, actually it was yesterday too, 760-337-8874. Catch us on the podcast at kxoradio.com. Click on Let's Talk About It. Get like a little 5-minute preview of all the highlights of the show. Yeah. And listen to the whole show. The really cool thing about that is, you know, when you hear today's show and you're thinking to yourself, oh man, my Tia should have been listening today because it was all about her and her problem and she could have solved it if she'd only been listening. Then you can like shoot her a smartphone contact thing, text, email, whatever, little FaceTime, and say, yo, Tia, you should have heard the show today. It's great. You can send her a link, kxlradio.com, and Tia dials it up, and her life gets better, and you played a part in that. So there it is. That's how you can use Let's Talk About It to transform your community. How's that for, like, no big responsibility there, JJ, huh? We're here today with Juan Flores. Juan Flores is a MFT intern, Masters of Marriage and Family Therapy intern. It's what do the letters stand for, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good.
Well, MFT, I think, stands for, last time I checked, the certificate was...
you read it every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
There in that one box in the garage. No, just kidding.
It's
Marriage and Family Therapy is what it is. Right? It's a master's in that. There's also, child therapy that we got exposed to in the program, so it covered...
get exposed to child therapy. It's like an inadvertent joke. There, huh?
It's included in the family part.
We all went to the wizard, and you got a really cool... And I get a brain, but it doesn't work. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today. I mean, we're kind of open on the topics today, and so we decided it's going to be a listener-run show. So 760-337-8874, and we'll just sit here quietly until some... No, I'm just kidding. You dare me, don't you? No, we're not going to do that. So, you know, let's you're working over mostly in children's right now, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, how long have you been in behavioral health?
Well, 02-03 was around the time I started doing volunteer work, and then case management, and then just went kind of from there, you know, substance abuse counseling, and then just...
So nearing the, not the, maybe the official 10-anniversary, but the 10-year anniversary of starting the volunteer stuff, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, that's where it kind of all got started. Like, I was
a decade. A decade.
It's been a decade.
Of community service.
And probably a little more than that. You know, I've done other stuff outside of my own. On my own time, like volunteer stuff.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I don't know, man. I blame my mom for that. She got me,
you could have been
she got
no,
me
no, no,
into
seriously.
The whole
you
people
could,
helping.
You could have been out doing roofing work right now.
You know what?
Quickly before it gets too hot.
My dad was a roofer, so it that kind of
I threw up some roofs in my day.
That kind of took the interest away real quick when he took me up there a couple times.
That wasn't like your whole, I'm going to be a therapist and help people because it's hot on the roof.
Yeah, I don't think there's not too many people you could help up on the roofs, you know?
No, I because it's really, you know, okay, it's, you're not going to get rich doing it unless you're Dr. Phil and this is your, you know, launching point.
Yeah.
Actually, he's pretty annoying,
Doctor.
But and he kind of thinks like he knows everything, and he doesn't really know that much. And
Doctor Drew.
I think they took his license away. Interestingly,
Doctor Drew's cooler, I think.
Yeah. So unless you're going to do that, you're not going to get rich. So it wasn't money probably motivating you. So a little stability, I guess, in the career. What pushed you this way?
I think life circumstances. You know, actually, I thought in high school I saw myself being. An artist of some sort, you know. I was really good at drawing, and
Hang on, Mario's going to throw down some beats in the background, and this is going to turn into a rap song.
All right, we'll get some going. So I thought I was going to do something with that, you know, something along the lines of graphic art, design, something, you know. But interesting things, you know, happen, I guess. You get exposed to different things. I myself got exposed to, like, self-help groups at a very young age, and participating in group therapy kind of stuff, and I kind of just went from there, took interest, you know, read books, you know, both Spanish, English, and then just...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingüe, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.